Hello, my name is Dara Hennessy. Welcome to this module on becoming a community mentor. The Community Mentoring Program aims to support communities to raise educational aspirations by connecting prospective students with role models from further and higher education, inspiring the next generation of learners. You've already taken the first step to playing your part by registering for this training. In this module, we'll give you an overview of the Community Mentoring Program and the importance of being a mentor within your community. We'll then look at some of the skills and knowledge required to develop successful mentoring sessions and provide you with the resources you'll need to help you plan, deliver, and evaluate your sessions. We hope that you enjoy this training module. In this section, we look at community mentoring, your role as a mentor, and explain why the Community Mentoring Program came about. Community mentors are a valuable community resource who can help to share information and advice about their college experience to help prospective students better understand the benefits of a college education, the range of college courses, the supports available to students while in college, and how to apply. Did you know that the origin of the word mentor can be traced all the way back to the 8th century BC? The word was first used by the Greek author Homer in the Odyssey. Within the story, Odysseus left his wife Penelope and his son Telemachus to lead his army. He placed Telemachus under the care of a guardian called Mentor, whose job it was to protect and guide him. So, as a community mentor, you are carrying on a very long tradition. Let's take a look at our community mentoring program. The community mentoring program aims to support communities to raise educational aspirations by connecting communities with role models from further and higher education, inspiring the next generation of learners. 6 higher education institutions, Trinity College, UCD, the Institute of Art and Design and Technology, Merino Institute of Education, NCAD and RCSI have developed this community mentoring program. We have already seen over 1,000 people act as mentors to 10,000 mentees in places of learning such as schools, further education and training centres, and community organisations. The Community Mentoring Programme is funded as part of the PATH initiative of the Higher Education Authority. Community mentors are typically, but not always, current students enrolled in further and higher education courses. Mentors volunteer their time, usually around 6 hours per academic year, in a host organisation, such as a second level school, further education and training venue, or adult and community education organisation. By undergoing this training programme, you will become a trained community mentor and receive a certificate. The goal of this mentor resource is to develop your mentoring skills, support you to act as a mentor in a school, further education and training centre, or community group of your choosing. Connect you with possible host organisations. For many years, the education system has aimed to increase the number of students progressing to and successfully participating in further and higher education. The National Access Plan is the government's strategic plan to create a more inclusive and diverse student population in higher education. Its goal is that the higher education student body reflects the diversity and social mix of Ireland's population and that our institutions are inclusive of this diversity. According to the most recent National Access Plan, students from the following groups should be prioritised: socioeconomic groups with low participation rates in higher education, as detailed here, students with disabilities, including intellectual disabilities, and members of the Irish Traveller and Roma communities. Click the tab to learn more. When you are ready, click next to continue. While progress has been made in a number of areas, the National Access Plan states that the student population is still not fully representative of wider Irish society. For example, analysis shows that in 2019-2020, 10% of all full-time new entrants, aged 18 to 20, to higher education came from disadvantaged areas compared to 19% from affluent areas. This means that for every 5 students from disadvantaged backgrounds attending college, drew 10 students from affluent backgrounds. In explaining why these gaps exist between students from different socioeconomic backgrounds, we can point to research which tells us that barriers to access and successful participation in higher education can be complex, including financial, cultural, and social barriers, like a lack of information or role models. Unfortunately, some students simply do not see themselves as belonging in further or higher education. This is where community mentoring can be a powerful tool. Mentoring specifically contributes towards Goal 3 of the National Access Plan, as explained here. Mentoring provides learners with a supportive relationship with a more experienced individual who can serve as a role model. Research shows that mentoring programs are linked to positive outcomes in terms of increasing confidence, increasing a student's understanding of how to apply to college, and increasing aspirations in relation to further and higher education. Take some time to review the information on this slide, and when you are ready, click next to continue. Here are some insights from some of the mentors and mentees on our community mentoring program. Take some time to read through them. When you are ready, click next to continue. In this section, we'll look at what is involved in being a mentor. Before you can begin, you need to find your host, agree on how and when the program will be delivered, and familiarize yourself with the tools available to help you as a mentor. Click the tabs to learn more. When you are ready, click next to continue. Mentoring normally takes place in a host organization, such as a secondary school, further education and training center, youth reach, youth clubs, adult and community education groups, or sports clubs. In some cases, you may already know your host organization, as they will have asked you to take part in this training. For others, you might be taking part in your own time, but have an organization in mind. For example, a group in your local area, or returning to your former school or place of learning. However, you can also find a list of existing community mentoring organizations in the resources folder. You might also have another organization in mind which is not currently on this list. You can contact them using the email template, which again you'll find in the resources folder. College Awareness Week, a national campaign, is a great time to get started. In the lead up to the campaign, which takes place each year during the last week in November, reach out to prospective host organizations to offer your mentoring skills. There is a link to the College Awareness Week webpage in the resources folder. Once you have found a host, you will liaise with them regarding the profile and size of your audience. The host will tell you why they've engaged in the community mentoring program. You'll be given a briefing on the group of learners you'll be mentoring, how they feel about third level education, and what they hope to achieve from the program. They'll also let you know the size of the group. Bear in mind that groups of learners may vary in size across host organizations. Depending on the organization, mentors can be paired up to work with a partner. You may be asked to deliver a one-to-one session. The mode of delivery. You'll be told whether the sessions will be face-to-face or if they'll be online. For face-to-face sessions, you may want rooms to be set up in a certain way, have opportunities for group work, need access to a whiteboard or flip chart, so ask about these things so you know what you have to work with. If they don't have what you were initially planning to use, think of what you can bring or how you can change your plan to suit the learning environment you'll be working in. For online delivery, you'll need to agree on the application you're going to use during the sessions. Will it be Zoom, Teams, Skype, or something else? Time. We recommend that you meet your mentees at least 3 times over the academic year. The host will decide when the mentoring should be held. They'll consider what works best for their educational setting, which could be during normal class or program times, before or after the normal class time. As the community mentoring program was designed to especially support people from underrepresented backgrounds, we have developed several resources for mentors. The material is suitable for mentors working with both young people and adult learners, covering topics such as storytelling and building relationships. It also provides mentors with sample lesson plans which guide you through the steps involved in creating a session. We're going to explore this in more detail in the next slide. Planning your sessions is key to a successful mentoring program. As mentioned, to help with this, we have developed lesson plans and resources for both young and adult mentees. There are copies available in the resources folder. Click the tabs to learn more. When you are ready, click next to continue. We've mentioned lesson plans a couple of times, but do you know what these are? A lesson plan provides a structure for your session. It details your session goals, what you want your students to achieve, the content to be covered to achieve those goals, the amount of time you are going to allocate to each item, the activities the mentees will complete during the session, and details of any resources they will need. Let's look at an example of a lesson plan. This is the Telling Your Story resource we've developed for mentors working with young people. As you can see, it lays out the goal for the session and allocates times for each activity. During this session, mentors tell their story, ask the mentees to share some of their own experience of education, and mentees also write a letter to themselves in the future. Take some time to review the sample. When you are ready, click next to continue. For those of you working with adult mentees, we've developed 3 sessions for you. We all have our own story to tell, the experiences that have shaped us and brought us to where we are now. In the first session, Dream Quest, exploring the path to your dream life, you will share your story with your mentees and encourage them to think about their own ambitions and the steps they can take to help them to achieve their goals. In the second session, Take the Risk or Lose the Chance, you'll help your mentees explore where their talents and skills lie to help them identify higher education courses that would interest them. They'll look at their resilience and attitude to risk and see how this can be leveraged when they pursue new opportunities. The final session for our adult mentees, Finding Our Boundaries, focuses on how they might change their boundaries to help them succeed on their path to higher education. You'll find exercises to accompany these sessions in the Adult Community Mentor Handbook. There's a copy available in the resources folder. Our mentor handbook acts as a guide for you in your work with learners. However, there is no need to follow the resources word for word. Feel free to go off script and add your own personal touch. For mentors working with young people, there are 5 prepared sessions to choose from. We recommend that you choose your 3 favorite topics, the resources that best suit your own experience, and that you would feel most comfortable delivering. The handbook contains the lesson plans for all of these. Here's an overview of each of the sessions. The first is Telling Your Story. This session focuses on building a strong rapport with your mentees, which is the key to establishing trust and creating meaningful mentor-mentee relationships. Or maybe you might like to look at SMART goals and time management. This session focuses on using SMART goals to ensure that goals are concrete, specific, and well-structured, leading to higher completion and success rates. In this mentoring session, you will work with your mentees to set at least 1 academic SMART goal for themselves to achieve by the end of the academic year. Growth Mindsets is another one of our sessions, and this focuses on understanding how our mindset affects our decisions, and how being open to learn can help us to reach our full potential. The idea of college can be both exciting and daunting to our mentees. Some plan ahead, while others might be afraid or stressed of the college options open to them. In the Your College Campus Mentoring session, you will work with your mentees to discuss the planning and organizing of going to college while considering what type of college might be right for them. Our final option is extracurricular activities. In this session, you will identify types of extracurricular activities, as well as any barriers, benefits, and stereotypes that go along with them. You will also help to encourage and inspire your mentees to continue or pick up new extracurricular activities. So, you have 5 great topics to choose from, each of them covering an important area. We've also developed a mentee toolkit for your young learners. This is an online and printable workbook where the students can complete exercises that have been designed to accompany the tasks in the lesson plan. Take some time to scroll through a few examples. When you are ready, click next to continue. Whatever sessions you decide to deliver, and whether you work with young people or adults, telling your story will be an important aspect of building a relationship with your mentees. Our stories have the power to provide information based on our own experiences, but also to encourage and inspire. Stories can obviously be very different, but many follow a similar pattern. Here's a structure you can follow to help you develop your own story. Once upon a time, this is the opening to your story. You want to get everyone's attention, so think about how you can do this. Next is every day. Here, you're going to talk about your background, your life before your journey led you to where you are now. But one day, this is when you introduce a problem or challenge that you faced. Describe it briefly. Because of that, tell them how this challenge made you feel. What impact did it make on your life? Until finally, here, you'll show how you overcame the obstacle. What changed within you or your circumstances that helped you to get to where you are today? Ever since then, focuses on what life is like now that you've overcome that challenge. You'll finish up with the moral of the story, which tells them what you've learned along the way. There's an example of how you can outline your story in the resources folder, but click the tab to see how it all comes together in our example of a mentor telling their story. Our trainers have the following top tips for you. Create an outline of your story in advance using the earlier structure. It's good to know the main points of what you want to say, but there's no need to learn a script. Use a bold opening to capture your audience's attention. Use rhetorical questions to get people thinking. Practice with family or friends or in the mirror. You may have a good idea of what you're saying in your head, but when you say it out loud, it's a very different experience. This is why practicing in front of people or in the mirror is a very important tip. As we already mentioned, mentoring supports learners to build a supportive relationship with a person that can serve as a role model. Existing research suggests that one of the most important aspects of a successful mentoring program is the quality of the relationship between mentor and mentee. Therefore, building this relationship should be an important goal of any mentoring session, and how you communicate with your mentee is key. Here are some key points to help you communicate effectively and build that relationship. Be open and honest about your story. Many of us may feel self-conscious about some parts of our story. For example, a failed subject in the Leaving Certificate. Maybe we didn't get into the course we wanted, or dropped out the first time around. However, all of these steps were important in making us the people we are today. It is important to provide mentees with an honest picture of the barriers that they might face along the way, but this honesty is also very important in building trust. Ask open-ended questions. Use how, where, why, what, and when questions to get your mentees thinking and engaged. Reflect and clarify with them to show that you are listening and understand them. Use phrases such as, "So you're saying you enjoyed your work experience in the garage and you are keen on doing an apprenticeship? Have I got that right?" Signpost. Don't worry about not knowing the answer to a question. There is no need to be an expert. Encourage mentees to go online or talk to a teacher, guidance counselor, or other professional to find the answer to specific questions. Be enthusiastic. Try to keep the overall message positive and encouraging. You'll also need to be mindful of the relationship you have with the host organization. If you run a successful program, they'll be keen to offer it to their next cohort the following year. Ensure you always build in time for feedback with them after each session, either in person or online at an agreed time. Be open and honest during this time. If you experienced any issues during the session, tell them how you overcame them and what you'll do differently the next time. Each host organization should have their own child protection and safeguarding policy. Mentors should be given a copy of these guidelines and you should familiarize yourself with the content. You will also undergo garden vetting at the request of host organizations, where necessary. A member of staff will be present with you in the room during the mentoring sessions to supervise. Additionally, TUSLA provides an online training program called Introduction to Children First. Mentors can access this training program before commencing their duties. This training can be accessed in the resources folder. You'll be asked at various points to support the evaluation of the program. Evaluation plays a vital role in helping us improve community mentoring. We want to gather information on this training and the mentoring sessions you deliver from both your perspective and that of your mentees. We've developed online surveys for both groups. Please encourage your mentees to reply openly and honestly, and we ask the same of you as mentors when you give us your own feedback. We want to know what works well and if there are areas that need improvement. We need to know those too so that we can ensure the program is engaging for all the participants. After each session, please complete the mentor survey and also circulate the mentee survey to your group. You'll find links to both of these in the resources folder, and there is a QR code in the handbooks and workbooks that link directly to these also. So, as you can see, your participation as a mentor in this community mentoring program will have a direct impact on a number of young people and adult learners who may not have considered higher and further education as being a viable option for them. Through sharing your stories, following our lesson plans, and providing encouragement, you will plant seeds for the future and get more people thinking and talking about their post-secondary opportunities. The program also gives you an opportunity to look back on all that you have achieved in your life so far. At the start of your journey into third level education, did you consider that you'd be seen as a role model for others in your community? It's quite an achievement when you think about it. There are many more exciting journeys and opportunities ahead of you. So, what's next for you on the community mentoring program? It's time to get to work. Complete your preparation exercises. Contact your host organization. Organize the logistics. Get mentoring. Having completed this module, you should be able to explain the role the community mentoring program plays in encouraging young people and adults to apply for a place in higher and further education. Describe the role of a mentor and the impact they can have on the lives of their mentees. Plan a session for your mentees using the resources provided as a guide. Explain the importance of honest feedback when evaluating a program such as this. Good luck in your sessions.